Okay, 1 Peter 2:1, which is kind of cool because I'll be preaching this whole thing on Friday, but let's just get this for the teaching here. All right, we are talking about, Lord, get us in this place. All right, first of all, how many recognize some stuff coming up this week after the altar call last week? All right, how many have seen some more jealous places in them? You know, under jealous is mean, and I've got two series coming out on mean next week, okay? So what we're doing now is we're going really deep. Now that we're not on the scale anymore, has anyone seen a breakthrough in their thinking, getting free from really judging, from really comparing yourselves? Has anybody seen a freedom there? Raise your hand if you've seen a freedom there. Okay, go after that freedom, okay? Really go after that freedom. That's like such a powerful truth. Because of that scale that Satan has come up with called superior, inferior, because everything is judged that way, everything is measured that way in the world system, in the fallen kingdom, and we've all bought into it. Because of that, it's going to cause a lot of jealousy and envy, okay? So God wants us to deal with this jealousy. And the key to not being jealous is to understand blessing. You know, to understand that God blesses. God blesses the just and the unjust. It doesn't only rain on the yards that Christians have who need their grass watered. You know, God is so merciful. We don't understand. It's just amazing how merciful he is. Aren't you glad? He wants to keep us alive long enough to find him. You know, if he wasn't merciful, nobody would live long enough to find God. And so God blesses. And the other thing we need to know, and we're going to look at these scriptures, but there's enough for everyone. This whole jealous thing, this whole system of comparison makes you feel as if you have to, if someone else has something, then you can't get it. And you don't understand there's enough for everybody. There's enough for everybody. And so we're going to look more into blessing maybe next week, but to get a hold of that. There were just things God started showing me. Jealousy isn't always, let me read the definitions really quick to get everybody kind of back into this. All right, jealousy. First of all, in Exodus 34:14, one of the names for God is jealous. He is the only one who can be jealous and it not be sin, because he is the only one who owns everything. He is the creator. Everything else is his creation. So he can be jealous over his creation because it's his. He created man to fellowship with him. He created man to have someone to pour his love into who will then give the love back to him. Someone who can be like him. Okay? He created us for that. Therefore, he's jealous for that relationship. He's jealous that those who belong to him live for him, walk with him, love him, and that the enemy, his very, you know, the enemy, Satan, who's fallen from heaven, does not have a relationship with you. And Satan has a relationship with way too many people. And God wants us to get free from that. All right, okay, so for jealous. Jealous means watchful in guarding or keeping, like watching out for what's yours, you know, you with that whole system of superior, inferior, that whole system of rivalry. And we got a whole teaching on rivalry that's very, very good. I don't know what series it's on for sure, but it really goes into more detail because a lot of this starts with between brothers and sisters. And so we've taught that before. It's a really good teaching. But in that area, you guard or keep. You're constantly watching. That's mine. You can't have that. That person's mine. That's, you know, kids, you know, the fallen nature, a baby will, you know, the first thing it says, my mama, you know, my toy, my this, my that. I mean, boy, selfish is just like right there. I mean, nobody had to teach a baby to be selfish because they have the sin nature. Now, Jesus was without sin. Wouldn't it have been cool to see him? You want some? Let's share. What's wrong with this child? You know, that's so cool. He didn't have that sin nature because he didn't have the human nature. He had the divine nature of God in flesh. He's so awesome. All right. So part of jealous. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for getting me again, Lord, right here. Whop me. Okay. This isn't just about people. Watchful or guarding things that you think are yours. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but I know it's hitting my thinking again. I think I did talk about it. But sometimes, or for my situation, when I felt I was superior in some way, or I felt like I had earned something, or I had done something special to deserve something, or I had a position, or I had a title, or I was all that, or whatever, I would have a jealous spirit over those blessings. In other words, I felt like if it wasn't for me, other people wouldn't be getting blessed. Therefore, I had a say in the blessings. I know that's horrible. I think I talked about that some, but think about that. That's what this is talking about. This is talking about you feel an ownership towards blessings or towards something. Now, this isn't about stuff that's really your stuff, you know. And then the Bible still says, you know, have your treasures in heaven, don't have them here. But this is about guarding. So it can be guarding a relationship. It can be guarding a position. It can be guarding blessings. It can be guarding whatever. Okay, you see this? This is nasty stuff. We got to get rid of this thing. And it's a spirit you take on to say you deserve something and you're not going to let anybody else get it. Or somehow this is yours. This is your position. This is your friend. This is your whatever. And it's a counterfeit of where the Holy Spirit should guard us and keep us. The Holy Spirit should lead us. We should learn to do warfare, you know, in the heavenlies and not be coming against people. This thing makes you very much on guard. And so instead of being generous, you're going to be very selfish. Okay, another definition is resentfully suspicious of a rival or rival's influence. All right. God's really making these clear for me this week than last week. I guess we had to get free a little to get to some of this. That could even be, let's say that you had a really good relationship with a friend and someone else comes into that group of friends of yours and all of a sudden someone who gave you attention. And maybe there's some codependency there because most relationships are pretty codependent. And then you could have jealousy that someone else seems to be taking your place. So the key to all this is it's about feeling like someone's taking your place instead of God being in charge of relationships, instead of realizing there's no such thing as your place. Okay? We got to get free from having, Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head. But he always laid his head somewhere. It's getting rid of this ownership mentality, even in relationships, which is very codependent. Okay? It's just a very codependent way of looking at things. Okay? So God wants us to get free from that. Won't that be nice to be free from that? That'll just be so nice to be free from that. Yay. The key to this whole thing is God is and should be in charge and leading you. So God should be in charge of relationships. God should be in charge of positions. God should be in charge of your stuff and other people's stuff. He wants to be in charge. He will take care of everybody. He will, and there's also more room than this competition thinking that, you know, either I have to be the favorite or I'm whatever. There's none of that, okay? That whole scale is gone. There's none of that thinking. What you have to get to is God sets you free is, this is my relationship with this person. This is my relationship with Karen. This is my relationship with Margaret. This is my relationship with Dan. This is my relationship with Darlene. They can all have different aspects to them. It doesn't make one of them better than another. They're just what they are. For God's purposes. They're just what they are based on how God created us, what he wants to do in our lives, how he wants to knit us together. He's the one that's knitting us together. into one body. So, if you had a jealous thing going, you could be upset if someone comes in, you could be upset if someone comes in who's a better musician than you, gifting-wise. You're not comparing, but they can play more instruments, they write their own songs, they have more going in that area. In other words, the Creator created them to excel for His purposes and glory in the area of being a musician. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, that spirit of jealousy that Satan would plant in you to make you guard, keep your position, be in charge, what could cause you to walk away from what God's calling you to. It could cause you to be divisive, to stop what God has for, a group of people, what God has for a certain individual. It will make you really nasty and divisive, okay? Instead of realizing, okay, if God didn't give me those gifts and talents to the same area of influence, then it's because He has something different for me than He has for them. Not better, not less, just different for His glory. And He's also going to give you the personality, the character, and everything that goes with that. For example, I know that I don't sing as well as, say, Karen. But I know I'm learning as I'm seeking the Lord to know my election and calling. And to know that in my election and calling, there is required a minimum amount of singing in the area of worship,